You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are speaking with Nick Anthony Zamason, President and CEO of BioOne Incorporated, the first and only successful franchise crime and trauma scene cleaning company. BioOne Incorporated has more than 20 franchises in 17 states and continues to grow and be the standard for the crime scene cleanup industry. Nick Anthony, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Mr. Dye, I appreciate you having me back. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, you know, we spoke roughly, say, about 4 months ago. How many new franchises has BioOne Incorporated brought aboard, and what's been going on?
You know, the surprising number is we brought one new franchise aboard. The reason is this. Here at BioOne, we don't practice selling franchises. Selling is not what we do. We practice the awarding of franchising and selecting proper candidates. One of the things I think about the franchise industry that people maybe don't understand is there are franchise organizations that do what we do, and that's to select and award the proper franchises to the proper person to almost, I don't want to say guarantee, but raise the chances of success to the point to where it actually makes sense to only select a few. And there are other franchise organizations that go with the notion of, let's just throw as much against the wall and see what happens. We don't like to gamble with somebody's money or their time. You know, we spend at BioOne probably thousands, if I actually sat down and calculated it all throughout the year, thousands of hours per franchise on training, education support, and just overall mentorship on every single franchise. We don't have time to gamble and guess to see if somebody's going to make it. So it's very important not only to us to select and award the right franchise to the right franchisee, but to throw the ones back that, let's say, aren't the proper fit for us. Like I said, we're not a one-size-fits-all. We have a very specific mold for a person that we're looking for in every franchisee that we award.
So who would be the ideal candidate for a BioOne franchise?
Well, with that being said, to piggyback on what I was saying as far as awarding and ideal and a mold, the mold is not so much a person or a background. And let me explain what I mean. There are certain things that I can do. I can give you the blueprint to this company. I can show you how to run a successful crime and trauma scene cleaning company. I can teach you how to make money in the franchising world if that's what you choose to do, if you're the right candidate. The right candidate is somebody that will get up every day and make those phone calls and go to meetings on time, prepared, looking professional, ready to present BioOne. You know, buying a franchise is you're buying a business in a box, but it doesn't mean you don't have to work. You know, we've had more than, I think in the last 4 months since we spoke, we've had more than, I was just pulling up the number, 67 franchises or 67 candidates that were fully, basically financially prepared and ready to come aboard, and we selected one because only one, and those numbers were even low for us. Those set me back when I just read them. We have out of the 67, we chose one person because we felt only one of those people, one of those candidates that were ready and willing and ready to write the check and come aboard. Only one of those people we felt. His name's Glenn in Las Vegas. He's our Vegas franchise, and rightfully so. He's doing very well. We picked them correctly, but only one out of 67 actually had what we felt it took, the right mindset to be an entrepreneur, not as Mark Cuban would say, not a wantrepreneur, an actual entrepreneur. And that is a night and day philosophy, and it's an internal thing with people. I feel that it's something that you're born with. I don't know if being an entrepreneur is something that you can definitely teach. There are certain steps and certain qualities about entrepreneurs that you can teach, but the drive and the pushing and the internal pressure that entrepreneurs have to feel to be successful every day is something I feel like you're born with. So, an ideal candidate, we have an ideal person and attitude in mind, not so much a background, let's say, on a resume, as some people would look for when filling out a job application.
Today we are joined by Nick Anthony Zamason, President and CEO of BioOne Incorporated, the first and only successful franchised crime and trauma scene cleaning company here on Enterprise Radio, once again a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nick Anthony, there was an article, I understand, written about you calling you the profiteer of death. How do you respond to articles like that? How does any entrepreneur respond to the occasional media bashing?
I would say that we live in a world that's less than perfect, and there are certainly times that I wonder when my son, who's two, is going to ask me at some point, why do people do bad things, and why are people bad? And I hope to explain to him that we live in an imperfect world, but it's the only one that we've got. People aren't perfect. People aren't bad. They do bad things. But I hope to tell him not to worry, because Daddy's built a company that makes those bad things go away, and they actually help people. See, I guarantee the day crime and trauma scene cleaning is not needed to help people, either to start or continue the grieving process, I'll build a company that solves homelessness and ends poverty. I guarantee it. You know, what I would ask those journalists that, do they plan to report on the thousands that we've helped to continue their lives to move on from a tragic incident? Or do they plan to write about the tens of thousands of dollars that we've donated throughout the years to crime prevention and victim services programs? See, all that came from crime scene cleaning money. How about the hundreds of thousands of dollars that the franchisees don't collect throughout the year from victims because they're doing what's right by the victims, and they're not always looking just for that payday? Last question would be, I'd ask a funeral director the same question. I'd ask a funeral director, how many free funerals does he do a year? I can tell you, Mr. Dye, that the numbers would not even compare as far as what he does for free, or what that industry does for free versus what our industry does for free. It would be staggering.
Really interesting. Now, coming into the year 2014, what do you see happening for small business ownership, and any advice for people who are considering making that leap?
I think 2014 is going to be a banner year. I think not only for BioOne, but for the small business and entrepreneurs as a whole. The banks are finally loosening the strings a little bit. They are awarding money again, which is nice in the terms of loan, whether it's SBA or just personal, or it could be lines of credit. I feel that the economy is improving, at least that we're seeing it on our side. I think it's a very good time. I think it's a very good time for people to take that leap. It kind of goes back to what I was saying before. There's a certain breed of person who is born to be an entrepreneur. You cannot be risk averse, and I think in 2014, if they're on the bubble or if they're on the fence whether to start their own business and become an entrepreneur and really make that leap, I would say 2014 could be one of the best years to do so. I mean, is everything lined up and is everything perfect? No, and it never will be. But there's a time in your life where a decision has to be made. Do I stay the corporate course? Do I have this illusion, and trust me, it is an illusion. Do I have this illusion of security because I know somebody else is going to be writing me that check? Or do I finally decide to take a step forward, earn my salt, see what I'm really worth, and know that while there may be naysayers, and we may have them in our own families, while there may be naysayers and people saying you can't do it or you shouldn't do it or it's a risky move, there comes a point where you have to decide, and I think 2014 is a great time to, is this the time that I make my mark in the world, or do I continue to be that corporate, what I jokingly call corporate drone, and expect somebody else to pay me to sit there and do a job that they want me to do at their time and their speed when they say so. I believe in being your own boss. I believe in making your own money and making your own stance in the world. And I think 2014, with the way things are going, not only with the banking systems, but with the overall economy, 2014 will be a banner year, and we will see more entrepreneurs probably in 2014 than we've seen in the last 5 to 10 years. It's a great time. I highly encourage people to move forward and take that leap for themselves, for their family, and overall for the economy. I mean, entrepreneurs and small businesses run this country, runs this country financially. People need to understand that, and they need to go ahead and take a leap and take a leap in themselves, take a leap of faith in themselves. I think it's something that most people will find it was the best thing and the most rewarding thing that they could have ever done, and probably the scariest. But most things that are easy are truly not worth doing, I believe.
Good stuff. I certainly appreciate that. And how about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information about BioOne Incorporated online?
Sure. They can always go to www.BioOneInc. That's BioOneInc.com.
Nick Anthony, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and have a happy new year and best of success in 2014.
Thank you, Mr. Dye. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Likewise. And we've been speaking with Nick Anthony Zamelson, President and CEO of BioOne Incorporated, the first and only successful franchise crime and trauma scene cleaning company. And once again, the website of reference is BioOneInc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.